Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Oi, Governor. Mostly.
Oi, mostly.
Oi. Praise Jesus.
Is this our first British film?
I think it is.
Yeah, I think this is our first British film.
It's not our first overseas movie, but it's our first British one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wow.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus saves, Alex.
Yes.
Jesus saves.
He saved, something. Us? I don't know.
I don't know if he saved us, but he saved someone. And that's what's important.
Was it anybody in this,
Oh, no. Oh, no. No one is safe in this movie.
Do you think this movie might be, a little blasphemous?
A little blasphemous?
Not enough for me, personally.
No. I mean, not enough for me either, but a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, really?
Man. This movie went full tilt real fast.
Yeah.
Like, that last 20 minutes, I was just like, what is going on here? So, the movie is called The Fiend.
Also known as Beware My Brethren.
Which I think both titles work.
Mm-hmm.
We're going with The Fiend, though. Because that's the one we originally had looked at.
It's the way that it's listed on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1972 British film.
It's a British, like...
like cultist...
cult sexploitation horror movie?
I don't know how to describe this one. It's like, yeah, like a cult sexploitation sort of, like, anti-religion movie?
Yeah. Anti, like, I mean...
I don't... like, first of all, this movie is completely nuts.
Yes.
It is bonkers.
Yes.
It is insane.
Yeah.
From the editing... to the sound, to the plot.
The music.
The music, the acting. The ending.
The ending especially.
Good God.
Starts with just these people in like this church.
Yeah, they're in this church.
There's a giant cross behind the preacher that just says Jesus saves.
A giant red cross.
Yes.
Now,
that comes into play.
Now, pay attention to this cross, because you see it a lot.
Oh, yeah, you see
a
it.
A lot.
Yeah, and there's a payoff.
There is.
We should say that.
Oh, yeah. So, this pastor is giving a sermon.
Yeah.
And there's this woman, elderly yeah. woman, playing the organ.
It's the world's most... diverse.
Oh, it's like a
organ.
It's like an electronic keyboard, but it was yes. it's an organ because it can play many
fact,
different instruments.
Matter of fact, it's even more diverse than an electric keyboard.
This is crazy because you play a few notes and funk music comes out of it.
Funk music and with like
funk gospel
all
music.
All the instruments.
Yeah, funk all and gospel music comes out of it just instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like a normal organ.
Yes. She plays it like a normal organ.
Oh, she gets into it, though.
Oh, yeah. Funky grandma.
Yeah,
she gets all...
she's a funky grandma, because that organ can play everything she needs. So they're giving a sermon.
Yeah, it doesn't play the organ that she needs played. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. We'll get to that later, but she needs that sweet, sweet organ.
She needs the other organ.
Yeah. She needs... yeah.
But no.
No.
Tragic.
So the pastor's giving the sermon, then...
Oh, first person. They are very lucky to have on hand a black woman who sings...
oh, yes.
Through...
very well, actually.
Through all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
All the songs. And we hear...
well, while like, he's giving the sermon, they're always like, Jesus saves!
Yeah.
Oh, praise Jesus!
Yeah.
Jesus will lead us in, like...
to salvation.
To salvation, and, like... the end is nigh, all this, like,
yeah.
you know, like, cultist...
like, cult post, like,
yeah.
almost, like, the apocalypse is coming, whatever.
Right.
And it keeps, during this, it keeps cutting to some woman running away from someone.
Yeah, a woman in yellow and red.
Yes.
Just at night running away from something. We don't really see what she's running away from.
You think she might be a prostitute, Will?
I guarantee she is from really? Like the next couple scenes.
Shocking.
She's a woman of the night.
Yes. There's a couple of them in this. Because this movie's filled with
light exploitation.
This movie's not an exploitation movie at all. It's not at all.
It's just a sexploitation movie.
It's a documentary about the nightlife in early 70s London.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that.
And the life of a security guard with mommy issues.
That's putting it really lightly.
Oh, I know.
Okay. But... I mean, I guess they'll hear about what kind of mommy issues.
Oh.
Because there's some...
Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, the best kind.
So, keeps going back to the sermon, and then he has the girl sing.
Yes.
She starts singing while this girl's running away.
It still shows her running away from something.
She's running through, like, a graveyard, and then runs
like an alleyway.
Like a track, like a train track.
Yeah, and then she's, like... As she's singing, there's a boy in a one of those, like, blow-up pools. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those inflatable pools, and he's
about
to be...
Yeah, like the kiddie pools.
Yeah, and, like...
He's about to be baptized.
So, like, it shows him, like, grabbing his head, and then... It cuts and someone grabs the woman's head. And then, like, it shows her, like, being choked. Okay? Okay. She gets choked. And then, magically, all of her clothes are taken off.
Yeah. Every article of clothing is taken
magically.
Off.
Magically.
Yeah.
Just, whatever.
They're just
and then,
off. Like, it doesn't even really... Like, it cuts, but it's, like, supposed to be, like, the second after he kills her.
No, they're off. All of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All of the clothing.
And then he baptizes her.
Well, no, first he takes all her valuables.
Oh, that's right, all her jewelry.
And then as he dunks her face into the water, it cuts to them, like, baptizing the kid.
Yeah.
Now, at first we were, like, confused because it's like, okay, she's already dead. Why the fuck are you, like... dunking her, whatever.
But then we kind of got it, like, he's supposed to be
cleansing
her.
He thinks he's cleansing her.
Cleansing the woman of the night.
Of her, yeah, of her sins.
So, is next where they show the nurse getting ready to go over to the older woman's house?
I think so.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Okay, yeah, so it shows this nurse. She's getting ready.
No.
Oh, we skipped a scene?
You skipped the fight scene. Remember? When we introduced to our main character.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We see this guy in a helmet. He looks like a... Like...
Like a riot police officer.
Like a riot police officer.
Yeah.
With this giant round helmet. You can't see his face. Okay?
And he, like, knocks this guy into the...
And him and this other guy beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Beating the fuck out of each other. Around, like, these paint cans.
And they keep getting knocked over and making really loud sounds.
Yeah, and eventually, like, a cop shows up and takes the guy he's punching away, and they talk about, like, oh, there was another body found, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, so he's a cop.
Right, yeah. He looks That's like what cop. You're led to believe, because he
talking
has
to
a
the,
full uniform.
And they're talking to he's talking to the police like...
Like they're kind of, like, in the
like
know.
Like you would talk to someone who you work with, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. I'm not the only one who was confused by this.
No. I was very confused.
But later on, we find out, no, he's a security guard.
Yeah.
Who has his own van, and for some reason, his uniform, he looks like a goddamn riot gear officer.
Yeah.
With a baton that at one point in the movie, remember, he beats the shit out of someone's car with it.
Yeah.
So this is like the most hardcore security job on the planet.
Even though he just uses the van to record people.
Oh, yeah.
So, then we get the nurse.
No.
No?
No.
Still no?
Then he goes home.
Oh, that's right. Okay, duh.
So then he goes home and cleans his clothes for like an hour.
Yeah, he cleans his clothes and does blow.
does
some blow in the cupboard. Remember that?
I
it's
forgot.
The only time they show it.
Yeah. They never mention it ever again.
He does drugs.
He takes off his I don't know, the stress of getting punched in the face by some random asshole at work is so great. He has to go to his closet and snort some cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, as you do.
It's fine.
Look, we've all been there.
He brushes his coat off, like wraps it up, zips it up, and that's when you get introduced to his mother.
Please tell me how they introduce themselves. Please. Please.
So, he's like looking in the mirror at like a blood stain. And then doesn't she come over and like want to clean it? And like, he's like, no, it's fine, mother. And like, you know, they go into the kitchen and...
Remember? The kiss?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So he goes over and like, she's laying in bed and he kisses her on the right cheek and the left cheek. And then they have this awkward thing where he like, they almost kiss on the lips.
Yes.
And but like pull away and I'm like, what? What? Now they're introducing incest into this?
Oh, did they?
Oh, but they do.
Oh, they done go there.
They imply it heavily.
They imply other things too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's another horror movie with the guy who has mommy issues.
Yeah.
Highly original, I'm sure. You know, we've never seen this before.
Ever.
Any movie.
No.
Nope. Whatever.
People with mommy issues don't exist in horror movies.
No. Especially, like, ultra-religious moms who are, like, afraid of them having sex. That never happens. Nope. Totally original.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Or overprotective mothers.
No, never.
Friday the 13th. Oh, sorry. I got a little tickle in my throat. Yeah, sorry.
Don't forget the oil, because you commented on that.
Oh, that's right. Breakfast. Yeah, she's. So he works like apparently we're supposed to believe he works a night job. He's a night security officer.
He never fucking sleeps.
No, it never shows him in bed.
Before, let's talk about this. Okay, he gets home. It's daytime. What does he tell her? I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
He never goes to bed.
No, he stays up.
So in the daytime, he is, like, doing stupid shit in the house. And then at night, he's going out. Or he's going to work. They never show this fuckface
sleeping. Don't worry, they'll reveal exactly what he does at night, like, very soon.
Yes.
Very soon.
Apparently, this dude just doesn't need to sleep.
Yeah. So, she's cooking him breakfast, and she's cooking him, like, these three strips of bacon.
Tiny strips.
And I swear... like... It's, well, I think they call it streaky bacon, because it's, like, the bigger chunks of bacon.
Supposedly.
But she's flipping the bacon in the pan, and there's just a, I can't even describe, like, so it's the skillet, but it's, like, just, like, full of grease.
Does this offend the inner cook in you?
Yes!
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sorry, bacon causes some grease, but not a... whole saucepan full. Mm-hmm. Like, it's enough grease to, like... Oh, my...
It looks like... No. I thought it... When they showed it...
It looked like soup. Yeah.
But then she just takes the bacon out, and I'm like, oh. That's just the oil. How lovely.
And he's, like, reading the newspaper, and it says, like, third nude found.
That's verbatim.
Yeah, third nude found.
Yes.
Like...
Which... That statement... Like...
Third nude found. Let's not just, like, nude victim.
No, third nude.
Third nude.
Let's just say that.
Like, send nudes, but, like, you know, like, but
yeah, third it's like nude. Someone tells you, like, hey, okay. When you read that, I can tell you this. The last thing I think of is a murder.
It's like, okay. I think of some dude, bro, being like, dude, I got the third nude.
Third nude, dude, found, I bro. Got that
third nude.
But no, and we see that headline like 50 fucking times.
No context.
Even when there's like more than, even when, excuse me, when you have the fourth and fifth nude, the newspaper still says third nude found.
Yeah, well, it never, we never see another newspaper other than the...
No.
We see other newspapers, but they all just say...
It's the same
third,
one.
Yeah, third nude found.
Imagine being the third nude, Will.
Yeah. We could all be so lucky to be
we should all
the third nude.
Oh, fucking
Christ. So he claims he's not hungry, pushes away her.
He says he wants to go to sleep.
Wants to go to sleep. And then he goes downstairs and gets out his little tape recorder.
And he hooks it up to a gigantic tape recorder.
Yeah, and then plays it back and is like, the woman that he's killing. So it immediately reveals that he's the murderer.
It plays back him, like, buying sex from her.
And then murdering
her. She's like, oh, it's £2 for a quickie. And
it was £2 to see her naked. And then £3 for a shag in the car.
Yeah, and he wasn't happy.
One more pound for a shag in the car?
He wasn't happy. That's too much. That's like $3.
The third nude is...
That motherfucker cheap.
The third nude is cheap as fuck.
Yeah, and he was... he couldn't handle that much money. No.
So it like records... He records himself all killing her.
Yeah.
And like plays it back over the sermon.
Yes.
So it's like this: the guy talking in the sermon, but it's not the same pastor.
No.
It's a different one that has like a country accent.
Yes. Jesus!
Not a British accent. No. It's like a country accent. Yeah. Jesus Christ saves all. And
Salvation is coming.
And I'm going to save you. Jesus saves. Like, it's like,
it's wonderful.
And then he plays it over. So, like, the screaming and a sermon and I don't know what he's doing. It never explains why he does it. It never explains why he does it. It's
just madness.
I don't get it. It never explains why he does it.
I don't know.
But anyway, so now it shows the nurse. Sorry I skipped all those scenes.
Somehow you forgot. Well, you forgot all these amazing scenes.
I'll be honest, I forgot to take notes because, holy shit.
You were just baffled.
I was like, what is this movie and why does it exist?
I know why it exists.
So then it shows a nurse and her roommate, yeah. And she's getting ready, and she's like, well, the doctor's out, and I can't, like, I have to go take care of this older lady. Don't forget.
Smoking?
Oh, that's right.
Fake coughing? Yeah. She coughs. She's smoking in their kitchen, and she coughs, I'm not joking, after, like, every sentence. Yeah. Yeah, the doctor's out, and I have to go fill in.
It's like it's the first time she's ever smoked, ever. Like,
yeah.
And we're led to believe she's, like, a smoker because they mention that she should quit smoking.
Her roommate's like, you smoke too much.
But every puff, she's like... It's like...
Yeah.
A seasoned smoker doesn't cough that much after every single puff.
In this universe, they do.
Apparently. Yeah, so she's getting ready, saying she has to take care of this old lady, and her son is too squeamish to like, give her her insulin injections. She has a bad leg.
Yeah.
Or diabetes. I don't know. She just has to get insulin injections. I thought it was diabetes.
She does have a bad leg.
I thought it was diabetes, but like...
Apparently it's both. Because she wraps up the leg, remember? She can't walk.
So she goes to the house and like... starts wrapping up the leg and like talking to the old lady. And the old lady is like, where's the other doctor? I liked her, like him better. Like, you know, are you religious?
Oh, yeah, she's like,
do you love Jesus?
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah. Are you a believer?
Yeah.
And the nurse is like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, she just gives that expression, like...
Yeah.
What?
And there's all this stuff, and,
then she gets introduced to Kenneth.
Sort of. She sees him going back into the basement.
Right, and that's...
Again? Yeah. And the mom is kind of like, don't, like... Don't pay attention to him. Don't look at him. Now...
And the old lady keeps saying, like, you're wrapping my leg too tight.
Yeah.
She gives her an insulin injection, and the nurse is like, I'm noping the fuck out of here.
I know what kind of injection she needs.
That hot sun meat injection.
Yes.
Ugh.
Because they go there.
Yeah, they do. Is this the confession scene? No, not yet.
Oh, no, that's later.
That's...
The...
Drake! The
wonderful confession scene. After this, I kind of, like, stopped taking notes because I was just, like, kind of gasping out of, like, what the fuck is this? But he goes and, he wants to go out?
Oh, that's right. And she's like, don't leave me. Like, yeah. Your father left me. Don't leave.
Well, she says like 50 fucking times.
Yeah, don't leave. Your father left me. Don't leave. Your father left me. Your father left me. Your father left me.
Don't be like your father. You remind me of your father.
Don't leave. Don't leave.
And eventually she kind of like, she's kind of like, well, okay.
Well, she was like, you're supposed to give your confession tonight. Because remember, she found the jewelry in his uniform because she was ironing in it. Yes. While he was off. Out and about.
Oh, yeah.
And, so... Because he doesn't go to spread the good word. I think he was, like, downstairs, and she was, like, ironing his...
Yeah.
She, like, gets the blood out and...
Of his uniform. You had a comment about that.
I don't know where the blood came from. The only place it could come from was the fight. But we're led to believe it came from him murdering the girl.
Yes.
But she didn't, like... Bleed. He didn't show her bleeding. It didn't show her, like, scratching him.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
But he has blood on his uniform.
Yes.
I just thought it was because of the fight, but, it kind of, like, implies that it was from the murder. And I was like, how? That's not possible.
Oh, no. I'm stupid. So, this is, this is when he goes to his second job.
Oh, that's right, because he's also a lifeguard.
A swimming instructor.
So he goes...
And at his pool, apparently he's at a, let's just say that, I guess women like to just take their tops off.
She was like sunbathing at a pool.
Yeah.
Who sunbathes at a pool?
They do in this universe where you have to, tempt a... madman with mommy issues, because he comes over to me, he's like that's he says some bullshit like, put your top back on, like,
that's inappropriate.
Like,
she gets up, he throws a towel at her. Of course it makes a point to show her topless.
Are you saying that this makes a point to show people topless?
Yes, it's sexploitation.
Yeah,
not slight sexploitation, it's just sexploitation.
Oh, yeah. Full frontal and everything.
So he throws a towel at her, and like, while this is all going on, the mom's ironing the uniform and, like, finding all the jewelry that he got from the murder. Mm-hmm. And so it shows him waiting outside the pool, outside the recreation area, and, like, women are coming out, and, like,
that woman
comes out that he was, like, said to, like, she was inappropriate, she was, like, you know, cover up, and he apologizes to her and says, hey, let me give you a lift. And she's like, no, I think it's all right. And he's like, no, I insist. Let me give you a lift. I'm sorry.
He's like, I insist. I said I'm sorry. She's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I said I'm sorry. I insist. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Just getting in a car with a total stranger that was like really batshit insane to you.
But Will, he said he's sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that was his excuse. That's how he got her in the car.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, apparently...
And he drives her home.
And then knows where she lives.
Well, he, like, immediately after she goes in. Remember?
Yeah, because he has a set of keys for some reason.
Okay.
But I think it's because of his security job. It was supposed to be, like, that's... He can get in places, yes. But...
He has a keychain that has, like, a shitload of keys on it, and one of them works.
Yeah.
So he gets in there, and he's like... What's he say, like...
Oh, like... Oh, man, what does he say?
He's just saying some religious stuff.
He says, like, I will show you, like, you know, like, you will be cleansed.
You will be cleansed.
You will be,
Jesus, like, is coming.
Yeah.
And she's just like, what the hell? Like, what's wrong with you? And all this stuff, and, I guess he says something super threatening, and it, like, zooms in on his fucking eyes, and then it cuts, and we're like, what to believe, that he kills her.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, we'll see later.
After this, remember, it shows a man and a woman in a car, and they just got finished having sex.
Yeah.
And it's a guy and a prostitute. And they're, like, bitching at each other for something. And then what I was led to believe was a cop pulls up, right?
No, it's Kenneth.
It's not a cop, it's Kenneth, but apparently his car has a fucking siren on it.
And the guy leaves the girl and tries to get in the car and drive away, but Kenneth just bashes his fucking face,
just like pushes her out of the car and just like closes the doors and starts trying to drive away. And Kenneth
just shatters his driver's side window. Just completely shatters it. So the guy drives away.
And what does, what'd she say? Well.
So, like, Kenneth walks up to her, like, against the wall. And she's like, she's like, I didn't do nothing wrong, Governor.
Like, and then she starts trying to, like...
Like, oh, you want a little...
You want some fun? Like, yeah. we'll go someplace private.
And then she, like, keeps trying to get out of it, like...
And he's like...
Like, what, you having a laugh? Like, just, like, you know, going back and forth along the wall. Just like, what you doing tonight? Like, you having a laugh? You're taking a piss? Like, just, like, back and forth along the wall.
And he's
like,
showing his face, and he's wearing his fucking Riot Man gear. And it's just, like a light that occasionally illuminates his, like, fucking face staring at her. And eventually she tries to, like, run away, and he catches up to her. And... Do you want to explain this?
I don't know if I do.
You want me to just... Look, if this is too traumatizing for you, Will, I understand.
It's,
If it's too, hard... for you to watch and remember this. I understand.
So, doesn't it... So, it... Let me see if I get this right. Because this isn't the mixer scene, is it?
As after.
That's right. Okay, so this is how he kills her, right?
Flashlight.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I blocked... It's so ridiculous. So, he walks up to her, and she's...
The only... Context, the only light in this scene is the flashlight that he's shining on her face.
She keeps talking to him like she's just like saying the same things over and over again. And then he takes his flashlight and shoves it into her mouth.
Yes.
And like you can see the light. Like
all you see during this scene.
The translucency of her cheeks.
Is the sound of her choking and like, yeah, the translucency of the flashlight in her mouth.
Yeah, and he's like supposed to be choking her with it.
Yes.
Like, she's like, he's like choking on this flashlight, yes. And he's just like forcing it down. And then she dies.
Now, have you ever seen anything in your fucking life like this?
I've seen some pretty ridiculous death scenes. Like, there's a lot of really weird ones. I've never seen a motherfucker choke a girl with a flashlight.
Yes, and then all you see is the fucking light coming out of her goddamn cheeks.
Yeah, no, never.
That is,
That's something special.
Kino.
Yeah.
Pure Kino. Let me tell you.
So...
Then it cuts to a construction site.
Yep.
And,
And, like, they're, like, putting cement in, right?
So giant cement mixer.
They get it ready, and, like, they put down the ramp and everything, and the cement starts flowing... And then it just cuts, and, like, it cuts, and, like, her body falls out of the cement mixer.
It doesn't even show it falling out.
Like, full body, not parts.
No.
Full body.
It doesn't even show it falling out for obvious reasons.
No, because it couldn't fit down the shuttle.
Exactly.
So but we're led to believe it's supposed to be coming out of the cement mixer, down the shuttle, and into the ditch.
Now, I have a question for you. How the fuck did it get in there?
I don't know.
Exactly!
It doesn't show him shoving her in.
Exactly.
Like, it never shows what he does with the bodies. You just see the aftermath, and you're just like, wow.
I don't even remember which woman it is, because I'm not joking. You never see her face in this scene. The only thing, only feature they prominently show on her body is her tits.
Well, she's like, it's like full frontal nudity.
As the whole movie, yes. Yeah. But that's it. I don't know which of the women this is.
But her face is, like, covered in cement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Classy.
So then we get Mommy Dearest confronting Kenneth about, do you have a girlfriend? Like, what are these? Like, she shows him, like, the bracelet and stuff, and he's like, I had to cleanse her. I had to save her.
I saved her.
And she wants him to, like, confess to the priest.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, I must go spread the word. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, I will confess.
Don't forget, she tells him, be careful, woman. They'll try and make you have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which we can't have that because we all know that
she wants to have sex with him.
Yes. Yes.
Which the next scene will show very clearly. So
no, the scene after this
is him handing out pamphlets.
Oh yes.
And so as she says she'll confess at, yeah. to the priest.
So no, and... as he's handing out pamphlets, it cuts to the nurse and her roommate. Remember?
Oh yeah, she and wants her roommate, is like an investigative yes. journalist.
And the nurse starts like bitching out her roommate.
Yeah.
Because she wants her to investigate.
This cult,
yes.
Because she thinks that they're brainwashing the old lady and they're gonna, like, hurt her.
Yeah.
Or, like, something.
Something. She just wants to know. And then, the mom goes to confess.
So does it show him passing out pamphlets first? And, like...
Yes.
Like, doing, like, he finding passed, the next woman?
Yeah. So like, it makes a point to, he goes door to door, and, like, an attractive woman opens the door and is like, oh, no thanks, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, we know. This is going to be the next victim.
Right.
So then after that, it goes to the confession.
And this is where it gets weird. Oh. I mean, it's already been weird, but, like, this is where it gets, like...
Extra?
A little extra. Extra. A little too extra. So this old lady, Kenneth's mom, is confessing to this priest that she's been having... thoughts mm-hmm. about Kenneth at night. Oh no, sorry, she says...
That's not how she says it. She says it later.
I've been having thoughts. I've been having, like, deceitful thoughts.
And he's like,
at night?
No. He tells her, like, I want you to explain everything to me. She's like, do I have to? It's like, yes. Explain to Jesus. She's like, I've been having thoughts. Deceitful thoughts. Sometimes when I'm alone at night.
I'm going to stop you right there.
And, yeah, at first I'm like, okay, she needs to masturbate, but no, that's not enough.
No, she wants to masturbate, and she says that she's been having thoughts about Kenneth.
Kenneth!
Her son!
Yes!
And the priest is just like, what the fuck?
he gives her some fucking, oh god. That's when he does the thing, remember? Drink!
Drink!
Drink! Sorry. Filthy thing!
Sorry, I need a drink after
this. Yes, you need to drink. Filthy thing. Drink!
God damn.
Yeah, he's like screaming at her to like drink, like, I don't know, I guess it's supposed to be like the blood of Jesus or whatever. And he's just like, drink!
Drink!
Filthy woman!
Filthy!
Filthy thoughts! Drink!
Drink!
Drink it! We were cracking up this whole time.
Drink! Drink!
Just this and the whole, like, the thought of it and the fact that, like, they're really going there.
Yeah, this movie went there and it goes there more.
Mm-hmm.
So, not on the incest thing. I think this is the last you hear about it, but, so then it shows...
Then, remember the girl that,
she's at the movie theater.
Yes, and the girl that he gave the pamphlet to earlier at the movie theater.
And Kenneth approaches her, and is like, she's like, oh, I saw you giving out pamphlets, mm-hmm. What, are you following me? And he's like, no, I was passing by, mm-hmm. and I just saw you, you know, coincidentally.
Yeah.
Of course.
Total coincidence.
Yeah. So, she's like, well, my boyfriend hasn't showed up yet, do you want to get... out of here, yeah. Like, just immediately. I'm just like, wow.
This dude is so smooth. It's just...
By being super awkward. Like, kind of, like, just creepy. It's not awkward, it's just creepy. He's a total creep.
Yes, he is.
So, like, I don't know how he gets this girl into his car.
I don't know, dude.
Like, over and over again. But, anyway, so, they get into his car, and she's like... why don't you take me to where you work?
Yeah.
And
for some reason,
he's like, why would you want to go where I work? And she's like, because I want to take a swim or something.
No, because he tells her where she works, and like, where then he she's works, like, let's go to your work.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Like,
is he supposed to be at work this whole time?
No, he's like, I don't know, he's supposed to be on a security thing, I think. I don't know. It doesn't explain it.
It doesn't matter.
And we get no explanation on why this girl is getting in this car with a total creeper.
No. Well, I know why.
And wants to be alone with him.
I know why. Well, it's because this movie has It's been 25 minutes.
It hasn't filled its quota of nudity
yes,
yet.
Yes, it's been 25 minutes without any nudity, and the director's like, hey, you fuckers.
We need more nudity.
Can we fit nudity into this scene? Do it.
And the producer's like, yes, we can.
They're like, okay, fine.
Yeah, let's do it.
They'll go to a pool.
They'll go to his other work.
I thought he worked at a goddamn, like, paint factory. But no, there's a...
an indoor pool.
Yes.
So they go in.
And here's the important thing. I know it's not his swimming job. Because the swimming pool is outdoors.
It was, yeah.
Therefore,
he just has a...
someone fucked up when they wrote this movie.
Oh, there's some continuity issues in this movie.
Like, later on.
Coming up soon.
So, they go to his pool.
Yep, and she's like, she starts taking off her clothes.
Yes.
And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm going to go for a swim.
I'm going to stop you there. This is also, right before this, remember? I remember this because they did a very classy edit. When
I would not associate the word classy with this film.
Oh,
this classiest, film is trash.
Classiest editing ever. The reporter woman goes to the house, right?
You're right. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. The reporter woman does go to the house because
to get more details.
Right. So she gets more details. She starts talking to the. She starts talking to the pastor.
Yes.
And he wants her to join.
Yes.
And
she gives him a bullshit story.
Yeah, she says she wants to join, says that, like, she doesn't want to leave. Like, I can't remember what story she gives him, like...
her husband left her?
Yeah.
And she thinks she's pregnant. Right.
Yeah. And she,
her fiancé left her.
No, sorry, no, it was a guy she slept with.
And he was married?
He was married.
Okay, yeah.
And she's gonna have his child.
She thinks she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, well, we'll get you inducted and we'll, like, get you baptized.
Yes.
Now,
she just, you know, they bring out, like, this white robe, so they're gonna, like, do the whole dunk her in the water thing, and she starts taking off her shirt, and, like, right before she takes off her shirt, it cuts.
It cuts.
And then it's the woman on, with Kenneth.
And she's taking off her clothes.
She takes off her clothes.
And he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm gonna go for a swim, but I don't want to go alone.
Yes.
Like, come on, like,
mm-hmm.
So she takes off her clothes, except for her underwear.
Yeah, but...
and, well, I mean, she takes off her bra, but, like, except for her panties.
Yeah.
And then she gets in the pool and starts swimming around, and Kenneth, being the awkward, creepy fucker he is...
just stands there.
Just stands there staring at her for a minute, and then decides to finally take off his shirt and into his little, like, tidy whiteies. and, like...
It wouldn't be a movie on this podcast... if someone wasn't wearing, like, weird fucking whitey tighties.
And I thought Kenneth was creepy clothed. This guy is a lanky, creepy motherfucker. Like,
I bet you were like, hey man, put your fucking clothes on.
Yeah, I was like, please put everything back on.
But he gets in there. He gets in there, and she immediately, like, fucking, like...
starts getting on him.
Getting on him.
Like, and wants to mac on him, wants to make out
with this
creepy fucker.
Oh no, this, like, fucking...
he's
fucking
so creepy!
Casanova over
I don't
here.
Get it! He's so creepy!
I don't know, dude.
Is creepy the way to get chicks in this universe?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
So...
and this is where it gets even more weird, because... remember the edits?
Yeah.
He's, like... kissing her.
He's kissing her, and he keeps thinking about his mom...
cradling him when he's a kid.
Like, in the nude. He's in the nude as a kid.
Completely nude as a kid.
Yeah.
And
she's like the mom is like kissing him and stuff. He's just like flopping around as like this kid.
How does this make you feel?
The fact that he's kissing a nude woman and thinking about his mom coddling him as a child?
Yes. Just this whole scene.
It just...
do you feel dirty inside?
A little bit. I need a shower.
Do you feel like a... no, I know what you need.
I need to be cleansed.
Exactly.
I need to be baptized
you
from
need
this
Jesus.
Movie. I need Jesus. I really do after this
after
movie.
After this, yes.
And
eventually he, like, starts, like, dunking her like you would someone you're baptizing, but he drowns her.
Yeah, he starts shoving her in the water.
Yeah.
And, like, as he's thinking about his mom still, like, coddling him.
Yeah.
And then he, like, he finally drowns her and she's...
and he's freaked out.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't know.
And so, like, she's left in the pool in, like, this Jesus position.
Mm-hmm.
With, of course, with her, like, her, no, she's face down, sorry.
She's face down, yeah.
The other one, the first one, was face up in the Jesus position, full tit, like,
yes.
Full frontal nudity.
Full front, yeah, that's when we knew. That's when we knew how classy this movie was.
So then, it goes back, and the reporter's, like, kind of, like, you know, drying her hair.
Yeah.
Because she just got baptized.
Yes, and the mom is...
And the mom's, like, wanting to, like...
She's touching her.
She's touching her.
And, she's touching her in a way that you touch somebody when you,
She, like, caresses her cheek and then puts her thumb, like...
She starts doing that thing you see in movies when, like, they put their, like, thumb over their lips and kind of, like, caress
it's like
their lips.
It's kind of like a sensual thing,
yes,
right?
You see it in movies when you're trying to be, like...
When they're being
seductive.
Seductive or
yeah,
sensual.
Yeah, she does that.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay,
whoa,
then.
Jeez, I didn't know they were adding this element now.
So there's just layers upon layers.
I mean, more power to this old woman. Like, she is just...
Look.
She is thirsty, man.
Yes.
She is thirsty.
That's all she needs, and this church just won't
let
her get
do
it.
Exactly.
It won't... If
she doesn't even care. She just wants it from anyone.
This could have stopped everything.
I'm convinced the only reason she wanted it from Kenneth is because he was the only one around.
The only man around who's
yeah.
under the age of, like, 40.
Yeah.
That's
the
it.
Pastor is creepy as fuck, too.
He just, drink.
Drink. Drink.
Oh, God.
Repent your sins.
And
drink.
Then it's like, okay, there's, like, this couple in a meat locker.
They're, like, starting to make out, and the woman looks over and sees the girl that Kenneth mm-hmm. just killed hanging on one of the meat hooks.
Yes. Now...
More nudity.
No. So, yes, there is nudity from above the waist. But, this is important.
Important scene, because you have to pay attention here.
Yes. I know this might be shocking. You have to pay attention to these nonsense. So,
and
she has her underwear on, like her, you know, below the waist. Next... Like, 2 minutes later, he is Kenneth in some room in his house, and there is a bunch of underwear hanging there.
Yeah, bras
and
panties. And
he takes
panties.
Out her bra and...
Her panties.
Her pants.
Which were on her dead body.
Literally 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
To hang them up in his creepy underwear room.
Yeah.
For some reason. Whatever. Also, later on... They show this underwear room again. There's no underwear in it this time. I don't know.
Yeah, it just shows... The next scene, they just show tape recorders in it, which is weird. Because they were in the other room.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand. Like, the continuity in this movie is just... It's mm-hmm. garbage. They did not even try and pay attention.
It's like it was directed by, like, 5 different people. And they weren't communicating what the fuck was happening.
I mean, that's kind of what I felt like this whole movie, so...
And,
So then next it shows the reporter and the girl trying to convince the girl's doctor boyfriend.
Yes, he's the one who gives the insulin to the mom.
Yeah, or did before
or
the
did,
nurse
yeah.
did. And it shows they have a relationship, her yeah. like the nurse and the doctor. And so they're trying to convince him to like call the police about
yes.
this cult.
And he's,
and
not
he's like,
it.
I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried to tell her to leave. Like, it just doesn't work. She's too brainwashed or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, she's too far gone.
And then, so she decides that she goes to, like, the first sermon and then sneaks out.
She's recording it, and then she drops her recorder.
Yeah.
And then just decides to walk out.
Just walks out and goes downstairs? Or upstairs?
She goes upstairs because, remember the...
Yeah.
The... No, so we forgot an important scene where the pastor... It tells the older woman to fast.
That's after.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
No, because when the woman goes upstairs, it's... No, she goes downstairs, that's right.
She goes downstairs after she goes upstairs.
Yeah.
Because he kicks her out, and then she's like decides to go downstairs.
Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm losing track.
I am. No, it's okay.
Okay, so...
At some point...
She goes... So
all
she,
we know is at some point... she confesses to the pastor that...
The older lady confesses to the pastor.
That she basically has lesbian thoughts.
Yeah, she
confesses that when she was anointing The journalist woman.
She
touched her.
In a way. In a sensual way.
In a way.
In a sensual way.
Yeah. In a way.
But she says in a way. I mean, it's in a sensual way, but...
So
the pastor is like, freaks out, and is like, you have to fast for seven days.
And,
only bread and water.
So I remember now. Yeah, he tells her that, and then Kenneth freaks out, because he's like, you're gonna kill her. Because he also tells her that she's taking insulin, and... that cult, they're not supposed to take any medicine.
Right. They're supposed to just trust in the faith
just
of God.
Just pray
God will take care of everything. Pray Jesus will take care of everything.
Will pray the gay away.
Yeah.
And Kenneth leaves and goes somewhere.
No, they banish Kenneth because, remember, the pastor is like, I know you're forgetting. I'm trying to remember it too. But he's like, never come back.
Yeah.
Like, you're done with this, like, cult, like, with this following. Mm-hmm. You're done with the brethren. And, like, so Kenneth leaves.
And then, yeah, the journalist goes to the sermon, and then she goes upstairs and is, like, talking to the woman, and the pastor comes up. He's like, get out of here. And she's like, you're killing her, you're killing her. Then she goes downstairs.
Yep, then she finds the keys in a drawer,
yeah,
goes downstairs.
Then the pastor starts, like, praying with the woman, and she dies somehow.
And so Kenneth starts driving back to the house, yes, and the woman downstairs finds his secret panty room.
Yes.
And, like is in there. And then all of a sudden, Kenneth is just right there.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, all of a sudden, like, we only see him driving, and then... she's in the room, and then he's just right there,
yeah,
like, just tarps a, like, just knocks her out and, like, throws this, like, rope net around her.
And,
like, that's supposed to keep her.
Apparently.
And apparently it does. He closes the door, locks it, and then goes upstairs, gets a needle full of insulin,
mm-hmm,
and is gonna go save his mom.
Oh, little does he know.
And this is where the madness...
this is where the movie goes fucking apeshit.
This is towards the end of the movie. This is total madness. This is great.
This is great.
So
this is unironically great because it's just, this stops giving a fuck.
So the investigative journalist had told the doctor and the nurse to come to the house because she was worried about the old woman.
Yeah.
Like she didn't call the police for some reason.
No.
She called the doctor and the nurse.
Mm-hmm. After she escaped.
She calls the doctor before.
Huh.
Because she was worried about that the pastor was going to... but he hadn't got there yet before she got locked in the room.
I gotcha.
And
she wakes up.
She wakes up covered in this net.
Yeah.
The rope net.
Yes.
And is apparently tied up in it, even though it's just draped over her.
She just gets out of it by, like, wiggling out, but...
yeah, but while, like, the sermon of the country guy is, like, you know...
going fucking apeshit.
Over the loudspeakers, and she's like, ah! No!
Yeah.
No! And, like... while this is happening, Kenneth is getting, like, the insulin and the needle.
So he goes upstairs, and he's like, my father tried to resist you, and it didn't work, but I will resist you. And then they kind of fight and drops the insulin.
And then the pastor steps on it.
They start beating them.
No, just before you do that, remember, Kenneth finds his mom dead.
His mom's dead.
Because he breaks the insulin, and then he checks on his mom.
Yeah.
And now you can go ahead and explain the next one.
Then they beat the fuck out of each other.
How do they beat the fuck out of each other?
By punching and kicking, and there's tons of, like, shots where, like, it's like from a first-person perspective of the person being punched, essentially. So it's like they're punching towards the camera. There's a bunch of that. And they're, like, fighting on the stairs and all this stuff. And while this is happening, camera's going apeshit. Music's going apeshit, and it keeps cutting to the woman in the panty room as she's, like, wiggling around like Jacob's ladder.
It also cuts to something else. Frames of, like, Jesus quotes on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it keeps, like, going to, like, Jesus quotes
on
the wall.
And it's all in, like, Dutch angles and stuff. And then the woman's, like, wiggling in there and just, like, the loudspeaker's just playing this guy being, like, cleanse yourself! Cleanse yourself!
You must repent. You must clean yourself. You must be clean.
And then back to...
and Jesus.
Cleanse yourself.
Jesus. Like...
just... it's just insanity.
It's total madness.
It's fucking insanity. And eventually, she kind of gives up and she sees there is a cross in the window. And then she grabs it and starts using it to smash the door open. And then they now go into the chapel.
I want you to explain this next scene because this is... I didn't think they'd go here. But
oh, there's layers in this.
But God, they did.
They go into the chapel and they start fighting each other in the chapel. And as they're fighting each other, it shows the Jesus Saves cross. And it does this fucking, like...
Oh, it zooms in and out on it.
Zooms in and out, in and out, in and out. Like, whoa, dude. Calm the fuck down. And he, like, knocks out the pastor. He goes to a little, like, lever. Lowers the cross.
Now, before Alex explains this last part, I'm going to tell you, this is exactly what you think it's going to be. Just think about it. He's knocked the pastor out and is lowering the cross.
What could happen?
Explain the scene.
He shoved the cross up his butt. No.
I mean, that would have been interesting too, but...
That might have been in line with the movie. No. He nails him to the cross.
He crucifies the pastor.
And, raises the cross up, and then the woman escapes from the basement, and the doctor is there, and the nurse is there, and they all go in the chapel, and they're all just like, like, freaked out,
and Kenneth has just lost his goddamn mind.
He crucified the pastor.
He's just, like, brushing the robe that the pastor wore and, like, crying and, like...
Yeah. Yeah. And then it does that and, starts playing this unusually cheery...
It's an original song.
They're all original songs.
Yeah.
It starts playing this unusually cheery music. And, the end.
That's it. He crucifies the pastor and loses his goddamn mind. Now,
what?
What message can you take away from this movie?
You should let your son go out and have sex with hookers, without shame. Without shame.
I don't know. I think were they going for like an isolation can drive you mad kind of thing.
Well, there is no message. You know what this is? This is some pervert made a fucking sexploitation movie, and someone was like, hey, you know what's hip now? Like Charles Manson.
Cults.
And cults, and this was like before Jonestown, so like all this shit was happening. So they're like cults and religious shit, and you know, this was like after Rosemary's Baby. This was a year before Exorcist, so this was kind of there, and they're just like, yeah, let's do that. With lots of boobs.
Lots of boobs.
Lots of just in-your-face nudity.
Full frontal nudity, just all over the place.
And that with shades of, like, psycho mommy issues. That, yeah. Message.
That's all I can, I don't know, like, that's all I can take away from it. It's just, like, they were trying to, like, jump on a trend, and they had nudity, so they were hip.
They had nudity and songs.
And cults and, like, anti-religious messages and...
Yeah.
Just, like, it's the mishmash of things, and it doesn't work. Like, none of it works.
It's a special movie.
Yep.
I'll put it that way.
It's not the worst we've watched.
Well, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are... I think they could have done a lot better.
Oh, like, you think?
Like, I know these are bad movies we're watching, but, like, I kind of, like, understand, like... I don't think there was an overall message, but I kind of get what they were going for. Like, I understand. I think, like, the scene where it kind of, like, is the him while he's chasing the woman could have been, like, it could have been a really good scene.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been, like, a really cool contrast from, like, violent murder and, like, these, like, ultra-religious people singing hymns.
Yeah.
Like, it was a cool contrast, and they could have done it really well, but you got a director that just wants to show a bunch of nudity, and, like, it's almost like, it's kind of like, it's sexploitation at its finest, because it's just it shows a lot of the nudity after they've already been murdered, so it's like, it's almost like more grotesque than it needs to be. Yes,
because it's not like titillating.
No, it's not like sensual stuff. No. It's like he murders them and then it shows them nude. Yeah. Like it.
Or they do it like they show them nude before and then after, just to like. Yeah. I don't know.
Like just blatantly, just like there we go.
There you go.
She's nude. Here's some boobies.
Yeah.
Like, wanna see some boobies? Like, I feel like it was excessive. Like, it didn't, I get what they were going for, but I felt like they could have done way better on it, and the director is a total hack. And it's a stupid movie. Like, I was bored halfway through. Nothing was good about it. I don't know. I just didn't like it. It's not the worst movie we've watched, but I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts?
This dude's a pervert. But I don't know. It's weird. It's not anywhere close to the worst ones we've watched.
No.
And if you gave this like this thing, this basic like setup and story to like, I don't know, a good filmmaker, they might be able to do something with it.
Like, you know, like, I think, you know, you think back on films, like, The Exorcist came out the year after this. Yeah. So, like, that's doing a religious horror movie right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you got the religion, but it's not, like, super in your face, and it's not, like, super anti-religious either. It's just showing that, like, this is The Exorcist, he's trying to, like, help this girl. This is how you do a religious, like, kind of a more religious horror movie.
Yeah, but did The Exorcist have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of full frontal
nudity? It had none.
Exactly. Therefore,
it's just
The Exorcist sucks, and
this
movie is pure class.
This movie is just excessive. Like excessive nudity, and I think it's like it shows. Like, nudity and violence, like, they're, like, just...
See, here's my problem with the
movie. Go hand in hand.
It has the excessive nudity, but the violence is really fucking tame.
It was really tame.
There is, like, practically no blood whatsoever. And if you're trying to go for, like, just all-out madness, I think there are parts of this where they could have gone further. Like,
well, like, again, the scene, I think, like, if they wanted to show a contrast between, like, this religious cult and, like, how they thought they were doing the right thing and, like, the violent murder of the first girl, they could have done it more in a way where it shows, like, a really stark contrast between, like, these religious people that think they're doing the right thing and think they're following Jesus and this guy following this cult.
I didn't mind,
like,
that scene.
I liked that opening, but I think they could have done better. They
could have done better. I didn't mind it. I mean, it's certainly what I would say attention-grabbing, because we were just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Right.
And it's just like, keeps going back and forth, and there's these like weird edits, and it's certainly attention-grabbing, but I don't know. Someone else could have done some amazing shit with this movie, maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I think it was kind of played out, like, you didn't really need this whole film.
It's simultaneously too, like, it's almost, it simultaneously manages for me to be too, like, vanilla, and at the same time, like, too, like, exploitive, almost.
Yeah, I can see that. Because,
like, you have, like, the weird, like, nudity of, like, dead women, but then, like, there's parts of it that are just kind of, like, just bland and nothing really is, like, interesting.
Like, I feel like he only wanted to make this film for the murder scenes because everything else is boring.
And if that's the point, like, just go fucking apeshit.
Yeah.
Make some crazy movie. But
I mean,
instead
you're obviously,
like,
showing a lot of nudity. You could do pretty much what you wanted.
No one making this movie thought they were making Rosemary's Baby.
Right.
Or any, like, legitimate, like, religious-themed horror movie.
Right.
Nobody.
No.
So, why bother?
Now, this movie is a little harder to find if you want to watch it. We had to watch it. I have a Fandor subscription. And we had to watch it on there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can find it anywhere else.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Maybe YouTube. I don't know. Maybe look into it. If I find a link ever, I'll post it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that was The Fiend, or Beware My Brethren.
Which title do you prefer?
I think The Fiend, because it's...
Really?
I think it kind of describes how Kenneth was.
They both do, but Brethren is the name of the people.
The Brethren, yeah.
I don't know. The Fiend is the original title, and Beware My Brethren is the U.S. title. Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, so that was The Fiend, or Beware My Brethren, 1972.
Mm.
Yeah, so any final comments?
No. Take a shower.
Yeah, just take a shower. It's a dirty movie. It's a little...
A little, okay.
Well, I say a little, but yeah, it's like a snuff film almost.
No, it's not that dirty. But
that
flashback in the swimming pool to him being naked and cradled by his mom is fucking weird.
Yeah, it's fucking.
That's what I'll say.
It's fucking weird. But anyway, so yeah, that was it for They Mostly Come Out at Night. This has been Will,
and this has been Alex,
and we'll talk to you later.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.